You know, it takes a village to raise a child, and I feel like Prego is that village.
I'm Esmeralda Lopez Garcia. So I've been in Prego my whole life. And the way I usually identify myself is I say I'm la hija de Don Lupe. That's what everybody called my dad here in town. When my grandpa passed away, that was when I really became aware of how deeply rooted my family was here in Borrego. Started asking more and more questions, like, well, how did we come to Borrego? My grandpa used to drive an old World War II Jeep when they did the DiGiorgio grapes. Like, are these the same grapes from the Chavez era? And my mom's like, yeah. And then my aunt's like, yeah, we were Chavistas. So we made it a family joke. So my grandpa put the grapes in and my grandma took them out. The men had been coming to Borrego for years, but nobody had ever brought the family to reside here in Borrego. And my aunt Lucila is the first one that started encouraging. And my aunt Alicia came, and my family was the last to come. My dad didn't want to come. He's like, no, you know, I don't have papers. What's going to happen? We came, and the first weekend here, there was a raid on the ranch, and my dad almost got deported. My dad was originally hired on the Forner Ranch, and it was still a Gladiola Ranch. They planted flowers there. And my dad, once those few days were up, he asked Mr. Forner, do you have any more work? And he's like, well, my tractor broke down. Can you fix the tractor? Sure. And my dad was able to fix the tractor, and he stayed on. And they found another job for him and another job for him. And when they transitioned to citrus, Mr. Fortner showed up at our house and said, Lupe, you're going to be the new foreman. And my dad's like, no, you know, I haven't been here that long. He's like, no, you're the man that we need here. And my dad became the foreman for the Fortner Ranch. For him, it was a very awesome accomplishment to be able to do that with no schooling. The men would work on the farms and on the citrus harvesting, and at that time, the grapes, the wives were able to begin and establishing as part of the workforce. Here in Borrego, believe it or not, they had a factory where they'd stuff animals. Grandma worked there, Carmen's mom worked there. My mom and my aunts worked at an electronics factory right behind this building is called, where Manzanita Bro works is now. There was a factory there, and they'd put the parts together that went inside watches. The owner every day in the morning would have fresh coffee and warm donuts for them to eat before they got to work. They really liked working there. They felt they were paid really, really well. They enjoyed it. It was a relaxed environment for them. My mom talks very fondly about working there. My Aunt Martha talks really fondly about working there. And those opportunities came up because they wanted to bring the families over. I think that's probably what hand in hand started the movement to bring the families over versus the men coming over by themselves for the seasons. Growing up on the ranch, it was interesting to see that, you know, you're playing in the trees and you run by a tree and there's an encampment, like under the tree. And the pickers, when there was nowhere to run the barracks, they just camped out. That's where they'd sleep while they were harvesting. You don't really comprehend the magnitude of what you're seeing as you're growing up. When the coyotes would bring people over, they'd hide them in the citrus trees. You're playing there and you're like, oh, there's a person. But for us being kids, it was normal. And it was interesting how when it was harvesting time, it was full of cars and full of people, and the cars would come up, you know, gentlemen that used to sell them beer and sodas and cigarettes. And then suddenly it's summer and it's empty. There's nobody there. You know, a lot of the men didn't have a whole lot to do. They had baseball teams, but then they also had roosters that for each ranch. You know, they had rooster fights, and we'd walk over to the neighboring ranch because that's where they were held. And you see, as far as the tree line that divides the ranches, there's all these cages with the roosters in them. And while they were watching the fights, we'd go by and just turn the sticks with the roosters and knock them off the. Well, we had nothing to do either, and it just, you know, turn and turn the stick and watch the rooster flap its wings, and yeah. They're like, oh, look, he does tricks. So it was fun. Like I said, growing up on the ranch, it was fun. You learn a lot of things. I have a big love for cooking outside. It's something that we'd see every weekend on the ranch. My dad had it was his favorite purchase in the world. It was an 8-track player, and it played records, and it had the radio, and the lights would come on with the beat of the music. So he'd always play, you know, his
Acapulco Tropical cumbias, and here he comes hauling his big old record player with the lights on, taking it outside, and they barbecue and play music all weekend. So it's the first thing that happens to this day at my house, my mom's house, my sister. You light the grill and you light, turn on the radio. It's the first thing to set the mood. You know, my dad always taught us to have honor behind what it is that you do. He always taught us that, you know, a person is as good as their word. And that's how we were raised, you know, to take advantage of what you know and just make it better and apply it to what you do. I didn't realize until my dad was gone how much I shared him with the rest of the community. But he loved it here. He loved Borrego to the point that he's buried here. And I think that's what held him here, that he loved it. And he had this sense of honor and being grateful to Mr. Fortner, to Borrego, to the chance that was given to him, because here he was Don Lupe. If you're looking for the village, Borrego is the village. It's a perfect town to raise your children in. It allows for you to have that quality time with your family that you wouldn't have in a bigger city.